Randy, you're familiar with all these businesses because you had a great District 16 girls tournament over in Kenmare this past week.
Well, we did. It was really a privilege to be courtside at all the games for the District 16 tournament. KTGO broadcast 9 basketball games on the 11th, 12th, and 13th last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And when it was all said and done, it was the Kenmare Honkers claiming the title to the District 16 to go into the Region 8 tournament starting on Monday as the number one seed out of District 16. And so four teams that remain out of District 16, of course, are the Kenmare Honkers, the champions, who took down the Divide County Maroons in the championship game by a score of 44-27. So Divide County will enter the Region 8 tournament as the number two seed out of District 16. And then it was the Tioga Pirates defeating the Powers Lake Ranchers in a regional play-in game by a low-scoring affair by a score of 36-29. So the Pirates will enter the Region 8 tournament as the number three seed. And that was the Stanley Blue Jays knocking off the Ray Jays by a score of 54-39. And so the Stanley Blue Jays will also come into the Region 8 tournament as the number four seed out of District 16. So looking for a very good tournament coming up on Monday down in Newtown at the event center down there in Four Bears. And we're gonna be courtside. Hopefully we can put on all the games next Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And then, of course, the district tournament starts for boys up in Crosby on Friday, Saturday, and Monday of next week. And so going to have a full schedule ahead of us, Jim.
We certainly are. Yeah, we're gonna have the whole shooting match here. So get ready for some great basketball. Like I say, we've got full coverage wall to wall here. Big games coming up here, exciting games, and looking forward to touching and reaching out to a few of the sponsors out there as they continue to support all this great coverage on KTGO. And of course, Randy, like I say, you got your work cut out for you. You got some fun times coming up here, and more games, and lots of great sponsors providing the opportunity to catch all the coverage here. And what else is new in the sports world there?
Well, I know that the Williams County Firestorm co-op in wrestling between Ray and Tioga, and also the Stanley Blue Jays headed down to the State B wrestling tournament. And just looking at some of the results, didn't get a whole lot of results out of Stanley, but what I'm seeing here from the North Dakota website, North Dakota High School website, is that Christian Luganis from Williams County is in the semifinals at the 126-pound weight class. He'll be taking on a young man from Carrington in a semifinal match here today, I believe it is. And then at the 132-pound rank, it'll be a defending state champion, Ethan Wanzer from Williams County, taking on a young man from Kindred by the name of Carter Schmitz. And so, you know, it's nice to see some success. And there's also a kid from Kenmare, Bowbells, that has made the semifinals by the name of Zane Miller, who's going to be taking on a young man from New Salem, Almont, in a semifinal round as well. So, you know, Class B wrestling going on, state tournament going on. I believe that's being held down in Fargo, if I'm not mistaken. But I know that the kids left on Wednesday and traveled down there and made weight. And from what I understand, just looking at some of the texts that my wife has gotten from some relatives of Ethan Wanzer, is that he hasn't spent too much time out on the mat. I mean, his first one is a pin within 30 seconds, I believe. His second round was a pin in 18 seconds. And then it was a 12-2 decision in the third match that he wrestled yesterday. And so he finds himself in the semifinal match today, along with Christian Luganis of Williams County. And so we want to wish all those wrestlers from Williams County and Stanley Blue Jays all the best of luck as they continue on with the State B, a Class B tournament, wrestling tournament.
Well, you most certainly do. Those guys are setting the bar pretty high, Randy. But, you know, it's good to have the bar set high. It really keeps those younger ones in line, you know, something to look forward to. Some big sights there.
Yeah, so starting on Monday, getting back to basketball again. We took the week off this week just to give my voice a rest after doing 9 games. And so we're gonna kick off Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and it'll be Kenmare Honkers, the favorite, I guess you might say, out of region District 16, coming into Region 8. They're gonna be playing the Newtown Eagles, the second game of the tournament, quarterfinal game will be the Tioga Lady Pirates playing against the Partial Braves. And during the regular season, in a game played down in Partial, the Braves took out a 6-point victory over the Lady Pirates, so a very close competitive game. I know that Tioga wasn't at full strength in that game and always, played the game on a visitor's court. So we're on a neutral court now, and hopefully we can see the Pirates get back on track and continue their winning ways and possibly come away with an upset over the Partial Braves as the number 3 seed out of District 16. Then at 6 o'clock, around that time, it'll be the Trenton Tigers, the defending Region 8 champion, taking on the let's see, they're going to be taking on the Stanley Blue Jays at the 6 o'clock mark. Of course, Trenton Tigers, defending 2 years in a row, they've represented Region 8 at the State Class B Girls Tournament. Their head coach, Bob Turca, a longtime coach over at Trenton, going to be taking on the Stanley Blue Jays. And then the final game of the night, it'll be the Divide County Maroons, the number 2 seed out of District 16, taking on the number 3 seed out of District 15, who will be the co-op between the Williston Trinity Christian Crusaders and Alexander at around the 7:30 mark. So I want to invite everybody to tune in and listen to our games here on KTGO. And of course, we couldn't do it with all our great sponsors that have helped come on board to put these games on. And we're just excited and be able to be courtside going down and then broadcasting these games courtside at the Region 8. And on Thursday, we'll have somebody that'll be representing Region 8 at the State Class B tournament in Minot later on this month. So a lot of good basketball. I do believe there are lighting fans in the stands, but if you can't make it, take us with you. Listen, different venues that we have available, including the KTGO mobile app. You can take us anywhere with you. Put your earbuds in and continue working, but tune in and listen. So a great technology that KTGO's got to be able to put our games out over the air.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, Randy. We truly appreciate everything you do, and we look forward to hearing more about the District 16 Boys Tournament and, of course, the Region 8, and hopefully somebody will get us to state championship status here, and we'll look forward to getting more information on that. Anything else to add to the segment before we wrap it up this morning, sir?
Just to point a note, the Kenmare Honkers still undefeated. They're ranked number 3 or 4 in the state of North Dakota in the last media poll, I guess. And they kind of flexed their muscle. Divide County gave them a good game in the District 16 championship game. In fact, Divide County had a 1-point lead at halftime, a position that the Kenmare Honkers didn't find themselves in too often during the regular season. But Divide County played a very good first half, but then things kind of fell apart for the Maroons in the third quarter, and fourth quarter's kind of played even, but that third quarter was kind of the demise of the Maroons. But hats off to the Divide County Maroons. They've got a very good team up there, coached by Kent Harding. And we're going to be having coaches' comments on our pregame show, sponsored by Tioga Hardware and Stanley Ace Hardware Stores. On our Region 8 tournaments, they come on board as our pregame sponsor. I want to thank Nathan and the gang over there in Tioga and Stanley Ace Hardware to help us put on these games at the region tournament. So great sponsors helping us put high school sports over KTGO.
Yep, very loyal, very dedicated, and well done. Well done, Randy. Have yourself a great day. We look forward to some great tournament action kicking out real early this next week, and we'll have more details coming up here as we acquire more sponsors out of the Kenmare and Crosby area and beyond. Lots of great support, lots of excitement in the air, and lots of great basketball. So have yourself a good one, Randy. We'll catch you a little later.
Thank you.